MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Crews made significant progress securing large portions of the fire line on the north and south sides of the campfire in the Fort Stanton Snowy River Cave National Conservation Area. Fire containment is now 47% and the fire received light rain on Tuesday afternoon. With buildings dating back to 1855, Fort Stanton is among the largest, oldest, and most intact military forts in the country and one of the best preserved in New Mexico. The 240-acre property has nearly 90 buildings on it, most of which the wildfire hasn't touched. But Sunday afternoon, the blaze ripped through two wooden buildings on the northwest part of the property. Those include an old residence and an old bowling alley, both built in the 1940s, near areas where German sailors were held in internment camps. There are also 52 miles of cave passages that run below the fire area and beyond. BLM cave specialists determined none of the caves were damaged by the fire. They attribute this to the low intensity of the fire, previous thinning operations, and past prescribed fire operations. Fort Stanton is currently closed and will reopen at 10 a.m. on Thursday, and Rob Jagger's campground and the Rio Bonito and West Mesa Road dispersed camping areas are closed and will remain closed until firefighting efforts have concluded. Starting Sunday, sandbags will be available at designated Ruidoso locations for residents preparing for monsoon season. Those locations include the Ruidoso Convention Center at 111 Sierra Blanca Drive and Wingfield Park at 311 Center Street. There is a 30-bag limit per household. The initial bags will be filled, and once they are gone, self-filled bags and sand will be available for the rest of the summer. 8 law students begin summer externships Tuesday with the New Mexico Supreme Court as part of the Opportunity Judicial Clerkship Program. Law clerks within a New Mexico judiciary typically work for a justice or a judge for 1 or 2 years and write bench memos, which detail all the issues within a case objectively, and spend time doing research for writing draft opinions. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.